ఓం శాంతి. 19th of January 2019, Saturday. The magic of blessings. The blessing from today's Sakar Murli is, may you be an elevated soul who remains stable in a constant and stable stage by experiencing God's sweetness. The children who experience God's sweetness, Ishwariya Ras, find all tests of the world bland. Since just the one test is sweet, your attention would only go to that one, would it not? Your mind will easily go to that one. It will not take any effort. The Father's love, the Father's help, the Father's company, and all attainments from the Father will easily enable you to make your stage constant and stable. Only souls who remain stable in such a constant and stable stage, ekrasthiti, are elevated. So Baba is talking about God's sweetness, this divine sweetness, this celestial sweetness, Ishwariya Ras. Before this sweetness, all the tests of the world are tasteless. So this divine sweetness, or this God's sweetness, is the highest. And the one who has tasted this will find all the sweetness of the world as totally bland. So, how do we describe this divine sweetness? There are two ways by which one starts spirituality: Vishaya Virag and Ishwariya Anurag. Virag for the world and attachment to God. These are the two ways. For developing Virag, for developing disinterest, for developing dispassion for the world, one has to go to some negative path by thinking how this world is worthless, how nothing of this world quenches the thirst of the soul. But this is a negative path. There is one more path of positivity, and that is Ishwariya Anurag, a deep attachment, a deep love to all that is related to spirituality, a deep attachment to God and a deep attachment to His love. So Baba is saying, when you have this tasted this divine sweetness, this God's sweetness, Ishwariya Ras, you find automatically everything related to this world as tasteless. Because divine sweetness is the highest form of sweetness. Because divine sweetness is the greatest of all sweetnesses. Because divine sweetness, or this divine juice, or this divine nectar, once you drink it, you don't find anything lively, anything, everything appears lifeless, everything appears spiritless, everything appears tasteless. One automatically relishes only this nectar. And one should, and this sweetness is compared to ras, to nectar, as if somebody is to drink it. And that's why those souls who drink this nectar are said to be spiritually intoxicated. Are said to be spiritually intoxicated. Once you fill your heart with this God's love, and that's why you automatically experience God's company. You experience God's help. You experience His canopy all the time. You experience God's protection all the time. So, once this divine love takes birth in the heart, when one becomes divine lover, everything happens automatically. If this love is not there and one starts the path of spirituality, or one is treading this path of Brahmin life, one finds difficult. That's why yesterday, last night, we heard Baba said, celebrate this year as Mukti Varsh, as year of freedom. Freedom from samasya and siddha, from problems, and freedom from difficulty. And Baba asked one question in between. Throughout the day, did you stay in the stage of Sahaj Yogi? Or even in this day, you were finding it difficult, Mushkil Yogi? How was the stage? So Baba often describes about love, love and love. The more one is drowned in this love, automatically everything starts happening. All the experiences, all the depths of spirituality, of religion, of experiences, of knowledge, of realization comes to you hands down without any effort. That's why Baba said, how did you reach this place? You reached in the plane of love. You reach in the plane of mind. It is the ocean of love meeting the children who are full of love. And there are two types of children Baba described. Which were they? One were those who were lost in love, and other were those who were lovely. And there were two songs that was playing out. One song was coming out from the heart of children, and another song was coming out from the heart of Baba. So children were singing which song? My Baba. And God was singing which song? They are my beloved children. Most beloved children. They are the crown of my head. And there were two types of garlands. One was coming from this side and one was coming from that side. Which was that? Motiyo ke mala. Garland from this side, from children, they were made of pearls of tears, as if. And Baba was also garlanding us with what? With His arms. So there were two garlands and there were two songs. And the ocean was meeting lovely children, and there were two types of children, and there were two types of planes. And there were two types of children in two forms you were meeting Him. What were those two forms? One was angelic, another was avyakta form. So it's all about divine love. Divine love is a magical thing. Divine love is an amulet. Divine love carries with it a magic that transforms everything. And how do you give return of this love? Talking with Maharashtra group, how do you return this love? By turning yourself and by turning the world. Thereby you turn the world. By turning means transformation. And Baba had two types of hopes. Which were those hopes? Yesterday's recorded Murli of 18th January 2007. What were the two hopes Baba had? Karan Baba doesn't want. No reason, but Baba wants solution. Not samasya, not problem, but Baba wants solution. Resolution of the problem. This is what is his hope. you say to Baba, tell us the date of destruction, and Baba in return is asking you a question. What is that question? What is that question? You are asking one question, but in return Baba is asking you another question. So unless and until you answer my question, I am not going to answer your question. You answer me first, then I will answer you. I will tell you the date for which you are so much eager to know. What was the question Baba asked? How long you are going to take to get rid of old ways? How long you are going to get rid of your old manners of carelessness and bitterness? Unless and until you tell me this, I am not going to tell you the date of destruction. So it's the love, the divine love. So once you experience this divine sweetness of God, everything happens on its own. You don't have to really do anything. But then, to get drowned in this divine love, to get lost in this divine love, that dedication is needed. Baba wants us to not just to keep on filling the files and increasing the number of papers with your pledges and oaths and promises, but he wants us to become, to finalize things. So don't just keep on writing or even thinking about all those things, but now it is the time to finalize things. On one side is corruption, and another side sins. And another third sign is on the third side, science is also progressing. So when everything is going like this, your responsibilities increase. That's why you have to make one addition in service. What is that addition? Yesterday's recorded Murli. What is the addition? You have to do all the three services at one time. There's one more addition. Bring newness. Bring newness in your services. It is not the same thing you keep on doing, monotonous, but bring newness. So, drown yourself. Increase this love of God. Reach Him every day, sitting in the plane of love. Experience Him. The children who experience this sweetness find all the tests of the world bland. Once you know this, everything becomes worthless, tasteless. You can't relish those things. And then, since just the one taste is sweet, your attention would only go to that one. When you feel that He is the one, He is the only one who is mine. And yesterday Baba said, Baba gave example of body. You say my body. Do you ever forget the body? Because why you don't forget? Because when you say mine, and when you say my, automatically, it's very difficult to forget. In the similar manner, when you say my Baba, then it should become very difficult to forget Him. So automatically the attention is drawn to Him, and automatically you developed what we said earlier, this Vairag for the world, automatic. The Father's love, the Father's help, the Father's company and all attendants from the Father will easily enable you to make your stage constant and stable. So when one is soaked, drowned in this divine sweetness, you experience His love. All His treasures are my treasures. All His attainments are my attainments. That's what Baba said yesterday. His attainments, all the attainments are mine. Paramatma Palana, all the divine sustenance you get. You become, you claim the divine sustenance, Adhikari. Father's help, you experience his help. As if he is helping you everywhere. As if his help is coming to you unasked. As if he is around you, moving with you, is always with you. This experience of spiritual divine intimacy, divine proximity, this experience of togetherness, this experience of divine romance, this experience of divine love affair is otherworldly. When the worldly lovers love each other, they are constantly thinking of each other. Even though throughout the day they are doing something else, but at the back of the mind, as background music, the person is remembering that person. In the similar manner, when one becomes divine lover, automatically you remember only one. The one sound. Baba said, this word, what was the word Baba used for Mera Baba? This is magical, golden word. This is golden word. This is a golden word. So this is one word that keeps on sounding and re-echoing and reverberating in your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, your veins, your nerves. So when one is such filled with divine love, with divine power, with divine sweetness, can worldly attractions attract such a soul? Automatically you become conqueror of all that is worldly, all that is matter. It's a victory of the spirit over matter. It's a victory of the soul over flesh. It is the victory of the spiritual pleasures or sense gratification, sense pleasure. So you experience what? Father's love. You experience Father's help. And you experience Father's company. And you experience all the attainments. And this is all what makes you a stage. Ekras. Ekras means you experience only one ras, you enjoy only one sweetness, you experience a constant and stable stage. And only souls who remain stable in such a constant and stable stage are elevated. These are the souls who are elevated. These are the souls who are highest in the world. If you analyze the world, as Baba said yesterday, though everything is increasing, there is corruption and there is papachar. Everywhere there are sins. This is a sinful world. And the greatest of the sin are the sins of the flesh and the sins of the senses. And in such a world, only handful of you are chosen. While talking with double foreigner, Baba said, you are only those handfuls who are chosen by Baba. You are also very less souls who are chosen. So you are handful and you are elevated. So we look at the whole world, thousands and thousands of souls. 700 crores or even more. And out of that, how many are Brahmins? What is the total quantity, number of Brahmin souls? 10 lakh or 20 lakh or 15 lakh? How many souls have become Brahmin? It's very difficult to calculate. Because some are added and some go away. So every day addition and subtraction going on. So we are those chosen few. We are those God selected, God chosen, God elected souls. God has selected us. God has chosen us. He has picked us from the world. Because he felt these are not ordinary souls. These are very elevated souls. Just imagine when God came for the first time on this earth after 5,000 years. Okay? Just imagine a scene that God is descending on the earth after 5,000 years. He has not seen the world till now. He has no knowledge about Satyug and Treta, though he knows, but let's imagine he doesn't know anything about this world. And this is the cycle. And Satyug has crossed, and Golden Age, and Silver Age, and Copper Age, and now this, and Iron Age has also passed, and he takes a resolution in his heart, let me go down. And when he goes down on the earth, and enters one body, what must be his first vision? When he saw the world for the first time, there were 700 souls here, and now, or less, maybe 600 or 500 souls, 500 crore souls. So when he saw for the first time, he must have chosen those souls who are going to do his work just by his vision. Though some came very late, but the moment he came, his eyes must have seen the whole world at one go. Okay, these are the people whom I'm going to trap. I'm going to trap. And I'm going to utilize them, exploit their spiritual potential for my own task, selfish task of world transformation. So, we are those selected souls, chosen souls, fortunate souls, lucky souls, multi-million times lucky souls. So today's blessing is, may you be an elevated soul who remains stable in a constant and stable stage by experiencing God's sweetness. The children who experience God's sweetness, Ishwariya Ras, finds all the taste of the world bland, fika, tasteless, no taste at all, without salt and without sugar, all watery. English they say, wishy-washy, namby-pamby. Since just the one taste is sweet, your attention would only go to that one, would it not? Your mind will easily go to that one, it will not take any effort. The Father's love, the Father's help, the Father's company, and the Father's and all attainments from the Father will easily enable you to make your stage constant and stable. Only souls who remain stable in such a constant and stable stage are elevated. Om Shanti.